Hachette Audio presents Daniel X, Game Over. Written by James Patterson and Ned Rust. Read by Milo Ventimiglia.
Dedication. For Ruth. For knowing what's what. NR. Book 1. Endangered Species. Chapter 1. Hello! Buenos dias. Bonjour. Konnichiwa. It's me, Daniel, here with the critical life lesson of the day. There is absolutely, positively no such thing as too much practice or preparation. Not when it comes to sports, not when it comes to acing your math test, and definitely not when it comes to issues of mortal combat. Having just died a horrible bloody death in a dusty urban parking lot, I'd clearly forgotten this lesson. I mean, if you don't even take the time to learn the commands before you start playing a high-end video game like Crown of Thorns 4, the celebrated first-person battlefield shooter with 140 million copies sold, and more than 20 million totally obsessed kids playing online at any given moment, you should at least bring along some butter and jam, because if you're gonna be toast, you might as well make the most of it. Of course, I could have cheated. After all, I am the alien hunter, legendary destroyer of the most evil extraterrestrials on terra firma. That's Earth, for those of you who are new to this stuff. I'm gifted with the ability to create and manipulate anything I can understand, which definitely would include something as basic as cheat codes. I could have given my character Iron Man-style weapons and armor, or I simply could have put my character in a less dangerous place on the battle map. But, like with any game, if you break the rules, it kind of detracts from the experience. Plus, I was trying not to call attention to myself. I was hanging out at the Game Consortium Incorporated's flagship store in the high-rise Shinjuku ward of Tokyo, acting like a normal, human teenage boy doing things that normal human teenage boys do when they want to play a video game. That includes drooling, grunting, hooting, and standing in line for more than an hour just to have a shot at the latest GC product offerings, as if I were waiting to get onto the Indiana Jones ride at Disneyland, which is kind of what this place was like. It was the most high-tech space I'd ever seen, outfitted wall-to-wall with the most cutting-edge gaming software.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?